الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we select one ayah of Quran and we talk about its background. We talk about the accounts relevant to this ayah. What was the reason of its nuzul? Alhamdulillah, that is what is discussed. And not only that, the Islamic rulings or whatever message that particular ayah contains, we also discuss that. Be with us from start till end. Inshallah, you'll be learning a lot. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Ali, has given us a beautiful mindset. He has given us the mindset to make good intentions. I make this intention, inshallah, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention that whatever you listen, you'll remember, you'll listen with utmost concentration, and you'll pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Today we have selected an ayah of Quran, verse 89 from Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's find out what message it has and what is its background, sabab of nuzul also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Surah Baqarah, verse 89,
ولما جاءهم كتاب من عند الله مصدق لما معهم وكانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا به فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when that book of Allah, i.e. the Quran, came to them, verifying the book that is with them, i.e. Torah. And previously they used to ask for victory over the disbelievers through the medium of the very same Prophet, i.e. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence, when that known and recognized one, i.e. the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to them, they rejected him. Allah's curse henceforth be upon those who reject. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the ayah of Holy Quran 89, Surah Al-Baqarah. You've heard the translation. Respected viewers, when was this ayah revealed? What is its background? Let's find out. Before the arrival of Imamul Anbiya, Sayyiduna Rasulullah alayhi salatu wassalam, disbelievers, they used to supplicate through the medium of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Even before the arrival of Imamul Anbiya, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and even before the nuzul of Quran, before the revelation of the Holy Quran, it was the practice of Jews, the non-believers, they used to supplicate with the wasila of Ummi Nabi Sayyiduna Rasulullah alayhi salatu wassalam. Whenever they wanted victory, they used to make dua with the wasila through the medium of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wassalam. And they would get victorious too. And the dua they used to make, it is mentioned in Tafsir Kabir, O Allah, through the medium, blessed medium of Ummi Nabi, meaning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam, make us victorious. This was the dua they used to make for the victory through the wasila, through the blessed medium of our beloved Prophet Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And when the same Prophet, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, final Prophet, Imamul Anbiya, arrived in this world and announced his prophethood, that was the moment when those non-believers who used to make dua through the wasila of Ummi Nabi, they rejected the prophethood of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. They did not embrace Islam. And this is when this very ayah of Quran was revealed. And it is told that you were the ones, you used to make dua, you used to supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of Ummi Nabi. And now this Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has come and announced the prophethood, and now you are rejecting. And then further, respected viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned the curse upon those, they are the ones who are rejecting this. Respected viewers, there's one another important, beautiful point what we learn, that even before the arrival of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam in this world, the dua was made in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his blessed medium, through the wasila of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. People, they used to supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even before the arrival of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And they used to get their du'as accepted. And they were helped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respective viewers, this practice, this remained, continued even after the arrival of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in this world. And Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they used to practice same way. Even Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam himself taught Sahaba ikram to supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his own blessed medium, through his own blessed wasila. Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiyallahu ta'ala an has narrated that a blind companion presented himself before the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam and said, please pray to Allah azza wa jal for my relief. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, if you want, I can pray for you, and if you just bear with it, meaning with blindness, patiently, it would be better for you. The companion requested for dua. He was then instructed to make wudu properly and perform two rak'at salah, then recite the following dua. What was the dua? Subhanallah, I'm going to recite this. And respective viewers, who is asking a sahabi? From whom is he asking and requesting? To Sayyiduna Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, is teaching this dua. Allahu Akbar. And what are the meanings of this dua? We'll know inshallah when we find out what was the dua Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam taught to a sahabi Rasul. And this is the dua which contains seeking wasila, which contains making the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam as a blessed medium in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while making dua. It is mentioned, Allahumma inni as'aluka atawassalu wa atawajjahu ilayka binabiyyika Muhammadin nabiyyir rahmah. Ya Muhammad, inni tawajjahtu bika ila rabbi fi hajati hadhihi litukdha li Allahumma fashaffi'hu fi. Subhanallah. What are the meanings? O Allah Azza wa Jal, I implore you and put forward a wasila, intermediary, and am heedful of you by means of your Prophet, who is the blessed Prophet. Ya Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I'm attentive towards my Rabb for my needs to be satisfied by the wasila of my blessed Prophet. O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant this intercession in my favor. Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiyallahu ta'ala and said, before Allah, I swear, we were still having a conversation and did not leave. Then he radiyallahu ta'ala and came to us and looked as if he were never blind. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So respected viewers of Madani Channel, before the arrival of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, people, they used to make dua. Even non-believers, they used to make dua. Ahli Kitab. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the wasila of Ummi Nabi, we heard from the Shani Nuzul, sabab of Nuzul of this very verse we are talking about today. And we also heard this practice of making wasila of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the time of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was the practice of Sahaba Ikram. Not only that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself taught Sahaba Ikram to supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his own blessed medium, through his own wasila. And alhamdulillah, this practice then continued even after the blessed departure of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam from this mortal world. Time does not permit, but there are various narrations which can be presented in support of this subhanallah point. Respected viewers, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam's wasila is such a great wasila. When you make that wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then du'as are accepted. No doubt du'as are accepted. Because we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And we heard, even if Ahl Kitab, they used to make du'a through the wasila of Ummi Nabi, then we are in the Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and we will make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the blessed wasila of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So definitely our du'as will be accepted. And remember, ulama, they have mentioned a beautiful point. Sometimes shaitan whispers that whether it is allowed to make wasila or not. If it was not allowed, how come is it possible that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught it to Sahabi Rasul? He then implemented, acted upon, and he got relief from blindness. So alhamdulillah, we learned about a beautiful a sabab of nuzul, reason of the revelation of Ayah 89, Surah Al-Baqarah today, and we heard some Madani pearls about the wasila too. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to learn and act upon the teachings of Holy Quran. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.